是来讲解《永恒的切坦念经》是切坦念查尔塔姆瑞塔
宅宅是切坦念宅宅是切坦念
宅宅是切坦念宅宅是切坦念
宅
宅是切坦念宅宅是切坦念宅宅是切宅宅是切坦念宅宅是切坦念
宅
宅是切坦念宅宅是切坦念宅宅是切坦念宅
宅是切坦念宅宅是切坦念宅
宅宅是切坦念宅呀尼迦南达，宅宅维达强达宅古拉巴克达文达。
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare。
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare。
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 17, The Lord Travels to Vrindavan.
今天我们继续来阅读《永恒的切坦念经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十七章，主去往 Vrindavan.
We are broadcasting today from Shenzhen.
我们今天是在深圳给大家讲课。
Warmly settled at the beautiful home of Madhava Chandra Prabhu and Jugala Kishore Mataji.
我们是在 Madhava Chandra Prabhu 和 Jugala Kishore Mataji 的温暖的家中给大家
直播。So we are greatly fortunate to have their association.
能够得到他们的联谊，我们感到万分幸运。
And the association of the Shenzhen Vaishnavas.
还有所有的深圳的 Vaishnava 奉献者的联谊。
It is even more auspicious because today is Ekadashi.
那今天呢，尤其的吉祥，因为今天是 Ekadashi.
Ekadashi is known as the Day of the Lord.
Ekadashi 被认为是主的节日。
If one follows Ekadashi, thousands and thousands of sinful activities can be eradicated at once.
那如果一个人能够非常好的遵循艾卡达西的话，那么他的千千万万的罪业就能在瞬间消除殆尽。
And all we have to do is fast from grains.
那我们在这一天只需要做这几件事就可以了。去戒食这个五谷。
We can still have wonderful prasadam.
但是我们同时还是可以有非常丰盛的大餐的。
And we can pay more attention to our chanting of the holy name of Krishna.
那我们可以更加的来关注我们唱诵的这个主的圣名 Krishna 的圣名。
And if we have more time, we can chant more rounds.
那如果说我们有更多的时间的话，就可以增加念诵。
So, we are traveling with Lord Chaitanya in the forest of Jarikanda.
现在我们在伴随着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Jarikanda 森林里穿行。
In the last lecture, we read how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled through the forest to avoid the crowds of people.
在上一章中，我们讲到了为了要避开众人的跟随，所以呢，主切塔尼亚马哈帕布就选择了小道，穿越森林。
But we also discovered that even if Lord Chaitanya is not surrounded by people, he is still surrounded by so many living entities.
但是呢，我们也看到，虽然切塔尼亚马哈帕布的周围没有这么多人在跟随着他，但是他身边却环绕着许许多多的动物。
As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Jarikande Stavara Jangama Acchayatra Krishnanam Diyakaira Pramete Unnamata. All the living entities in the forest of Jarikanda, some moving and some standing still, became maddened by hearing the holy names of Krishna vibrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那在这一节时节当中 ，Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 讲到，于是森 Jarikanda 森林里所有的生物 有的跳跃奔走，有的静止不动。当听到了 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 送出的主 Krishna 的圣名时，他们都喜极而狂。
So when Kaviraj Goswami says some moving means the animals, the birds, and then some standing still, he's talking about the trees and the plants.
那当这个 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 说有的在移动，就说有的动物呢，那指的就是说像这个鸟，比如说鸟在飞翔，那动物呢就在地上奔走。那还有呢，就是像说到静止不动的这个动物植物呢，那个指的就是说是植物还是静止不动的。
And all of them were maddened by hearing the holy name of Krishna.
那所有的这些动植物，当他们听到了主的圣名的时候，他们都陷入了疯狂。
So each living entity has a very specific set of senses.
所有的生物体都有一套非常特定的感官。
And each has a very specific way of receptivity.
那每一种生物呢，它都有自己接受信息的一种特定的系统。
And therefore, a specific way to express those feelings.
那他们去表达自己情感的方式也是独特的。
However, we know that deep inside that particular body, there is a spiritual soul who is eternal.
但是呢，我们也知道，在这样的一个身体里，每一种生物的体内呢，它都有这个超灵，它都有 Krishna.
Is a spirit soul.
都是灵魂。
And since Lord Chaitanya is the source of all souls,
因为呢，主 Chaitanya 他是万缘之源。
When those living entities come in contact with Lord Chaitanya, instantly pure love of God is manifested.
那当这些动物呢和接近到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候呢，那所有的这些狂喜便展示出来了。
So to answer one of the questions from last week.
那我们现在先回答一下上周的遗留的问题。
Which was about touching the tiger.
第一个问题是 Sati David Asi 询问的。No, it's not the tiger. Hare Krishna, 太阳在的地方就没有黑暗。请问 Papa, 为什么 Krishna Das 亲身服务主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
No, I'm talking about touching the tiger with his foot.
Oh, okay. 那是老尼的问题。老虎被主的足踢了一下，这辈子是否就解脱了呢？ So when the tiger was kicked by the lotus feet of the Lord, can we understand that it immediately get liberation in this lifetime?
Okay, so the answer to this question is that the tiger did not get liberation.
那这个现在这里的问题就是说，这个老虎是不是已经得到了解脱呢？
The tiger was touched by the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
老虎被主的莲花足触碰到了。
So I think the tiger deserves much more than liberation.
所以呢，我相信呢，这个老虎它所得到的这个结果要远远超越于解脱。
The tiger received pure love for Krishna.
这个老虎呢，就得到了对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
And when the tiger died, he went straight back to Goloka Vrindavan.
当这个老虎死的时候，他会直接的回到 Goloka Vrindavan 无忧心所。
Liberation is for those who have an impersonal approach.
刚才说的是。就是Goloka Vrindavan, 我说错了。Okay, can you repeat the sentence just now?
Yeah, liberation is for those who have an impersonal approach to the nature of the Lord.
那就是说呢，是对于那些以一种非人格的方式去接近主的人而言，他们所要追求的就是一种解脱。
But the animals receive this special mercy from Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢，这些动物却得到了主 Chaitanya 的特别的仁慈。
Just like the famous story of the dog of Shivananda Sen.
就像是 Shivananda Sen 的那条狗的故事，非常著名的一条。
He also went back to Godhead because he was being fed directly from Lord Chaitanya's hands.
因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 亲手的把食物喂给了他。
Okay, then there was another question.
那接下来还有一个问题。 就是 Sati 的问题。Hare Krishna， 太阳在的地方就没有了黑暗。请问 Prabhu 为什么 Krishna Das 亲身的服务主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 却还被 Maya 所捕获，被女人所吸引？ Hare Krishna， Where there is sun there is no darkness， So why why Krishna Das, although he served the Lord Chaitanya personally, he was still captured by Maya and was attracted to women.
Hmm. So, of course, wherever Lord Chaitanya went, people were instantly attracted to Krishna consciousness.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所到之处，那里所有的人都被 Krishna 之觉所深深的吸引。
And anyone who was around him directly benefited from his association.
他身边所有的人都会直接的因为他的亲身联谊而受益无穷。
And if they didn't get it directly, they got it in due course of time.
那即便是当时他们没有立刻受益，在一段时间之后。
However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to exemplify in that pastime that the living entities still has minute independence.
那么在这段逍遥时光当中，其实主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 只是要讲授一个道理，就是说，其实微小的生物个体，它还是保留着它的那种微小的独立性。
And that.Lord Chaitanya also wanted to exemplify the power of Maya.
而且呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在这里他也要说明 Maya 的巨大的力量。
That Maya is so powerful.
Maya 实在是太强大了。
Another name for Maya is Durga.
Maya 还有另外一个名字叫 Durga.
And Durga means fortress.
Durga 的意思就是城堡。
You know, these jails with a very, very, very high wall. When you're inside, you can't get out.
就是说竖着那些高墙的那些监狱，当你落入到这些监狱中的时候，你就出不来了。
So this is the domain, this is the empire of Maya Devi.
这是 Maya Devi 的领地，是他的王国。
And at every step, one can fall off.
就是在任何情况下，一个人他都可能，屈服于 Maya。
During the time of Lord Krishna, many people stood right in front of him but did not know who he was.
在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时代，很多人来到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的跟前，但是却不知道 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的真实身份。
One must be elevated to the highest.Platform of Krishna consciousness to be able to recognize the personality of Godhead.
一个人只有晋升到了 Krishna 知觉的最高境界，才能够真正的了解至尊人格神首。
And sometimes the Supreme Lord may want to cover a devotee so that they can perform as if they are in Maya.
那么有的时候呢，主他甚至会特意的去覆盖一个个体的灵魂，然后呢，让他展示在 Maya 被 Maya 捕获或者是覆盖的状态下的行为。
And there's a very good example that we all know of.
那这个故事呢，我们大家有一个故事是众所皆知的，大家都知道的。
And that's Arjuna.
那就是 Arjuna.
Arjuna was covered so he could inquire as a conditioned soul would inquire.
那 Arjuna 就是被Krishna 所覆盖，这样子呢，他就能够，就是好像是众生中的一员，向 Krishna 去提问。
And Krishna Das, when he returned with Lord Chaitanya back to Puri, he received the mercy from the Vaishnavas.
那Krishna Das 呢？他们主回到了 Puri 之后，他还是得到了 Vaishnava 的仁慈。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want to repeat that particular situation.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他不希望当时所发生的这一切再次重演。
He had made his point. that people can still be covered over.
那么在这之前的那段故事当中，他已经向大家说明了，就任何人都可能会被覆盖的。And
for this particular journey to Vrindavan, he requested to have someone who is very peaceful.
那这一次呢，在去往Vrindavan的这个路上，他就要求一个心境非常平和的人能够伴随着他。So
they picked Balabhadra Bhattacharya.
所以呢，他们就选择了Balabhadra Bhattacharya.
Yeah, you're a good Bengali speaker. What's the next question?
下一个问题。 Bhagavati 对维达西, 请问帕布追随Guru和模仿Guru有什么区别？非常感谢。 My question is, what's the difference between following the Guru and imitating the Guru?
Very good question, Bhagavati Mataji.
Bhagavati Mataji, 您的这个问题非常好。
Prabhupada explains that, he quotes the verse, Mahajano Yetagata Sapanta. We follow in the footsteps of the great saintly persons. And therefore we cannot imitate what they do because we are not on their level. So an imitation is something that looks at the real thing, but it's not the real thing.
什么叫做模仿呢？就是表面上看起来是一样的，但是却是不真实的。
For example, Prabhupada did so many things.
比如说，帕尔帕做了很多重要的事。
He did things that no one else could do.
那些事情是没有第二个人能够完成的。
So we cannot imitate Srila Prabhupada.
所以这些是我们没有办法模仿。
But we can follow in his footsteps.
但是我们可以追随他的脚步。
And following in the footsteps of the spiritual master means that we emulate, you know the word emulate. We emulate what he does, and through the mercy of the guru, we can do the same and we can do even better.
那就是说这个追随的意思呢，就是追随着，guru的这个步伐，以guru为榜样，然后呢，去做一些奉献服务，可以和guru做的一样，甚至比guru做的更加的好。So,
for example, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he started his mission in India.
比如说呢，Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, 他在印度呢发起了这个使命运动。
And he wrote so many books.
他写了很多书籍。
But no one can imitate him.
但是没有人可以模仿他。
Because if you imitate means whatever you do is fake.
因为呢模仿呢就意味着你做的事情都是虚假的。
But then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati's disciple Srila Prabhupada, he spread Krishna consciousness not in just in India but all over the world.
但是呢，是巴基斯坦的萨拉斯瓦蒂的门徒，也就是是拉普拉，他是不仅把这个使命传遍了这个印度，他是把这个使命传遍到了全世界。Another
description that Prabhupada gives about following is that he said, "You repeat like a parrot."
那是拉普拉呢，他讲到了这个追随的含义的时候，他说。 就是你要像鹦鹉学舌一样去重复。
When Prabhupada was being glorified for his accomplishment, he said, I am not doing anything. I only repeat like a parrot.
当有人去称赞Srila Prabhupada的成就的时候，Srila Prabhupada他说，其实我什么都没有做，我只不过是鹦鹉学舌罢了。So,
an imitation is very different than following.
这个模仿和追随是完全不同的。But
it doesn't mean that the disciple is limited. The disciple is unlimited.
但是并不是意味着这个门徒就有了局限。门徒也是无穷，无极无限的。Okay,
one more example.
我再举一个例子。The
spiritual master distributes 100 books.
比如说灵性导师派了100本书。So,
following the spiritual master means that you're inspired by him distributing books and you can distribute 10,000 books.
那么呢，追随灵性导师就意味着你也受到灵性导师的派书行动的这种激励，那么你也去派书，但是你可能可以派出一万本书。
Okay, let's continue with the reading.
那我们现在来继续我们的永恒的 Chaitanya 经的阅读。
So in this chapter, we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent a fair bit of time in the jungle.
在这章当中，我们看到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在森林中走了很久。
And he induced all the animals and all the living entities to chant the holy name of Krishna.
然后呢，他激发了所有的这些动物，在森林中所有的生物都去唱诵主的圣名。
And every now and then, you would come across a small village.
他不时地会经过一个小村庄。
Now these villages, they're not on the main road. These villages are in the heart of the jungle.
这些小村庄呢，不是分布在大陆上的，都是身在这个丛林之中。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would introduce the chanting to those villages.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就把这个圣名的唱诵带给了这些村里人。
And these are very, very simple people.
这些人生性质朴。
But when they hear the holy name, they begin to chant.
那他们呢一听到了这个主的圣名之后就不由自主的也都唱诵了起来。
And when someone in the village would hear the other person chant, they will start to chant.
那村里的村民听到其他的人唱诵圣名的时候他们也都跟着一起来唱诵了。
And then a third person would hear the chanting and they would start to chant.
那要是第三个人听到了第二个人的唱诵也就都跟着唱诵。
And in this way, the holy name was going from one person to another.
这样呢，这个圣名就从一个人传到了另外一个人。
So Prabhupada explained, this is the process of spreading Krishna consciousness.
那Srila Prabhupada就说呢，这就是 Krishna 知觉的传播的途径。
But he makes an important point. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was such, he was the Supreme Lord. So when he chanted, everybody wanted to chant.
那他在要旨中说，是这三年马哈帕布是至尊主，所以当他去唱诵的时候，所有的人都会跟随着唱诵。
So again, we cannot imitate, but we can follow.
那么同样的，就是这是我们没有办法模仿的，但是我们可以去追随他的榜样。
Now Prabhupada says, however, if a pure devotee gives the chanting, then hundreds and thousands of people can also chant.
那么Srila Prabhupada他说，如果是一个纯粹的奉献者唱诵了，那么他就能够激励千千万万的人去唱诵主的圣名。
But Prabhupada makes an important point.
那在这里呢，Srila Prabhupada他指出了一个要点。
The potency of the holy name can impact on people's heart if the chanting is without offenses.And without material motives.
就是如果这个唱诵者唱诵圣名的这个人他是没有任何其他的这个物质的动机的是非常的纯粹没有任何冒犯的他所唱出的这个圣名就会对聆听者产生巨大的冲击力。
In other words, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is not a musical performance.
换句话说呢，唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗并不是一场音乐表演。
It's not about having a beautiful voice.
也不是说你的歌喉有多么的动听。
It's not about having the best musical instruments.
也不是说用了多么好的乐器。
It's about offenseless chanting.And no material motives.
整个的这个唱诵围绕了一个核心，一个呢就是去除冒犯，第二个呢就是去除所有的物质动机。
There are some good example. We see in many yoga centers, oftentimes people chant Hare Krishna.
这个比如说在很多的这个瑜伽中心。瑜伽馆有好多人都会去唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗。
People hear the Maha Mantra on the internet.
或者呢，好多人会在这个网上找到一些唱诵。
There are many non-devotees who chant Hare Krishna.
唱诵 Hare Krishna 的也有很多这种非奉献者。
But if they don't receive the holy name, from the mouth of someone who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, the effect would be very, very little.
但是呢，如果呢，他们是从一个不是那么精进的奉献者那里听到主的圣名的，那这个收效呢就会非常的有限了。Because
when we receive the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from someone who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, the direct impact is that we automatically begin chanting and automatically give up material desires.
因为如果我们能够从一个非常有力量的一个纯粹的就是非常精进的一个奉献者那里去接受到主的圣名的话，那这个圣名就会对我们产生非常大的这个影响，我们会立刻的就是放弃物质欲望。
Now, Srila Prabhupada makes another very important point in this purport.
那在这个要旨当中, Srila Prabhupada 还指出了一个很重要的要点,
that when offenseless chanting goes from one person to another, this is what we call the parampara system.
就是说,如果这样的一种没有任何冒犯的这个圣名的唱诵能够从一个人传播到另外一个人那里, 那这个就叫做 parampara 师徒传承
system. It's not just the disciplic succession of all the various.
当我们说到这个师徒传承的时候，我们并不是指的都是那些非常卓越杰出的 acharya 们所组成的那个名单。
When a devotee is initiated in the process of Krishna consciousness by taking shelter in a spiritual master who is in the disciplic succession.
那么如果说一个人他能够接受在这个师徒传承当中的一位灵性导师的这个启迪,
then that devotee also becomes part of the parampara.
那这个奉献者自然
It's not that such a devotee begins his own disciplic succession. But that devotee, being part of the disciplic succession, can induce people into the chanting and they become part of the parampara themselves.
那他们呢，这样的奉献者，他身在这个师徒传承之中。 他就可以激发周围的这些人，让他们也唱诵圣名，加入到这个行列。那么他也就可以鼓舞很多人也进到这个传承之中。So
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was inducing people to chant Hare Krishna, he didn't have the same behavior as he used to have when he traveled on the main road.
那主持人马哈帕布当他去激励其他的这些生物激励其他的这些人去唱诵主的圣名的时候，他当时的这个举动和这个方法和他在这个走大路的时候的那种方法是不一样的。Because
what is it that attracted so many people to come and see Lord Chaitanya?
因为是什么吸引了这么多的人纷纷的蜂拥而至来见Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢?
Because in distributing the chanting of the holy name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go into fits of ecstasy.
因为在传播主的这个圣名的时候，主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 经常会突然的陷入到一种狂喜的震颤中。
And people are very attracted to abnormal behavior in a saintly person.
那么一个圣人他身上所表现出来的一些非同寻常的那些表现或者举动，往往会吸引大群大群的人。Like
people are attracted to mystics.
比如说一般人呢，他们都会被这种玄秘力量所吸引。So
if a saintly person begins to chant and has symptoms of ecstasy and rolls on the ground, that's very attractive to people.
所以呢，当一个圣人 他就是陷入到这个狂喜之中，喜极而狂，然后在这个地上在泥土里打滚了。那这种景象呢，就会吸引很多很多人。So
this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, if I start having my external symptoms of ecstasy again, there's going to be a big crowd.
那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他很明白，如果这次如果他 像之前那样就是不由自主地展现出这些欢喜的征兆的话，那还是会吸引大批大批的人。
So this time he just controlled himself and just gave the holy name.
所以呢，这一次呢，他就控制住了自己，然后呢，就只是把这个圣名传递出去。
And people got great benefit from the association with Lord Chaitanya, and many of them became pure devotees.
那很多人呢，受益于和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个联谊，成为纯粹的奉献者。
And Prabhupada explains that this is the very special feature of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Srila Prabhupada 他说，这就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常独特的一些品质。
That he gave pure love for Krishna freely to anyone and everyone.
就是说呢，他自由地派发主的圣名，向任何人，向任何的生物。
And Prabhupada gives his own example that by traveling all over the world and giving people the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, everywhere in this world now people are chanting.
那Srila Prabhupada呢，就是这样的，他环游了全世界，然后所到之处他就把这个圣名传递到了周围无数的人。所以呢，因为他的这个仁慈，现在世界上有无数的人，千千万万的人在唱诵主的圣名。
If a pure devotee sees the soul within every living entity, then it's very easy for that pure devotee to give Krishna consciousness.
如果一个纯粹的奉献者能够在众生心中都看到灵魂的存在，那么对于他来说，要把主的圣名给传播出去，就是轻而易举的了。
Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went from one jungle to another, and wherever he went, he delivered people.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 从一个森林步入另外一个森林，所到之处，他让所有的人都唱诵起了 Krishna 的圣名。
And most of the people that he met, they were not, as it's mentioned here, they were not civilized. They were jungle people like aborigines.
那么他到的有一些丛林里面，那里生活的那些人呢，他们并不是说是文明人，他们都是那些土著部落，就是被大家认为的这种野蛮人。
Yes. Now another thing that happened in the forest of Jayakanda is because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always in ecstatic love for Krishna. When he was looking at the forest, he felt that he was in Vrindavan.
那么当时当年马哈帕布置身在加瑞康达森林的时候，他经常的处在一种狂喜，在极乐之中。所以呢，在他的眼里，这座森林就是 Vrindavan， 他总是觉得自己在 Vrindavan。
And when he saw a hill, he thought this was Govardhan.
当他看到一座小山的时候，他就觉得这就是Govardhan山。
I remember many, many years ago,
我记得很多年前,
when we visited her hut with Tamal Krishna Goswami.
当我们和跟随着 Tamal Krishna Goswami 到呼和浩特的时候,
we went for a walk in a park.
我们就在一个公园里散步。
And that park was not like, you know, lush, green, tropical.
那个公园呢，不是像一个热带森林那样的那么的绿意盎然。
It was kind of a very simple park.
就是一个特别简单的一个公园。
So we were there chanting japa.
所以呢，我们就到那个公园里面去 japa.
And Tamal Krishna Goswami turned to me and said, "Wow, this really looks like Vrindavan."
那 Tamal Krishna Goswami 就转向我说，啊，这个地方真像 Vrindavan.
And he started to chant some songs of Narottam Das Thakur.
然后他就开始唱起了 Narottam Das Thakur 的歌。
So, when devotees are situated in Krishna consciousness, wherever they are, they remember Krishna in Vrindavan.
所以呢，当奉献者常处于 Krishna 知觉中的时候，无论他来到哪里，
When Lord Chaitanya saw a river in the jungle, he thought this was the Jamuna River. So he wasn't just walking, actually every step that he was taking, he was dancing. And Balabhadra would collect, because they were in the jungle, he would collect roots, he would collect fruit, he would collect different leaves.
那巴拉巴扎巴塔加然呢，在这一路上，他就采摘了很多的这个森林里的野果呀，叶子呀，还有一些根茎。
And then they would cook on the spot.
然后他们当场呢就做饭。
Sometimes they would cross a village and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would get an invitation in someone's home.
有的时候当他们穿过一个小村庄的时候，主持参加马哈帕布也会受到邀请。
And then when they went on their way, the people would give them some yogurt, give them some grains, give them some sugar.
那么当他们再次上路的时候呢，人们就会赠送给他们一些像酸奶呀，然后五谷呀，或者是还有糖。
I know these words. In some villages, there were no brahmanas, they were just simple village people.
在有一些村子里面呢，他们没有婆罗门，都是一些非常淳朴的村民。
And normally a sannyasi will not accept invitation in the home of someone who is not a brahmana.
一般来说呢，一个sannyasi脱不生枝接受婆罗门的这个邀请。
So what did Lord Chaitanya do?
那这个这种情况下，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu会怎样呢？
He raised them to the platform of Brahman.
他就把他让他们提高到Brahmana婆罗门的层面。
And these people were called Shudra Mahajan.
那这些人就被称为Shudra Mahajan.
Which means that they were not Brahmanas, they were not from a family of Brahmana, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the process of initiation, made them Brahmanas.
就是说这些人本来并不是过这种启迪的这种方法，就让他们上升到了婆罗门的层面。
Just like all of us, we came from meat-eating families.
就好像我们所有的人都是出生在
And we committed countless sinful activities.
我们过去所犯下的罪孽也是不计其数。
And yet, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are introduced to the process of initiation.
但是呢，因为Srila Prabhupada的这个仁慈呢，所以我们就得到了启迪。So
we can serve the deities.
这样呢，我们就可以去服务神像。
And cook for the deities.
为神像做饭,
and perform fire ceremony,
然后去主持一些这个火祭,
and study the Shastra,
研习经典, Shastra.
So by the mercy of the pure devotee, anyone, regardless of their background, can be elevated to the highest platform of Krishna consciousness.
得到进化，上升到Vaishnava奉献者的境界。
But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved the most was not to be invited in people's home. What he loved the most is when Balabhadra Bhattacharya would cook very simple meals in the jungle.
但是实际上，真正让Chaitanya Mahaprabhu满足的，并不是村里人的那些邀请，而是Balabhadra Bhattacharya 在这个森林里面用那些非常简单的天然的食材所做出来的饭。And
they would eat just natural food from the forest.
他们就吃一些这个森林里的那些天然的食材。And
the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed it so much is because this is the nature of a sannyasi's lifestyle, is to live very, very simply.
那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu为什么非常喜欢这样的一种方式呢？因为 这就是sannyasi脱钵僧他们的就是特点了，因为他们就喜欢 过一种非常极其简朴的生活。
So in the forest, it was just Lord Chaitanya, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, and one other servant. We never hear about him actually.
那么所以说在森林里面呢，只有三个人，一个就是 Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, 然后还有一个是 Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, 然后还有第三个仆人。但是这个描述当中呢，对这个第三个仆人几乎没有什么提及。
So not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed so much living so simply, but it also gave him an opportunity to be on his own.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，不仅有机会过上一种这么简朴的这种生活，而且呢，他还有大量的这个时间可以独处。
And this is one of what is suggested that devotees should spend time on their own.
那么这个也是推荐给奉献者的，就是说奉献者应当花一些时间来独处。
We may be spending time with family members.
我们可能会跟家人在一起。
We may have to spend time with people at work.
我们可能在这个工作单位也得跟这个同事们待一段时间。
We may be in the middle of the crowd.
我们可能身在人群之中。
We may be with friends.
可能和朋友在一起。
We may be with other devotees.
或者是和其他奉献者在一起。
That is very, very important that at some point we spend time on our own.
但是呢，我们总得找一个时候能够自己独自的待着，就是在独处之中。这一点其实对奉献者来说是非常非常的重要。
So we can think for ourselves.
这样呢，我们就可以内省。
So we can peacefully meditate on Krishna.
我们可以非常平静的去冥想 Krishna.
And hear about Krishna.
去聆听有关 Krishna 的一切。
It's actually very healthy physically, mentally, psychologically to spend time alone.
实际上呢，无论是从身体的角度，还是从心理的这个角度，还是从这个思想的这个角度，能花一些时间独处，这都是非常非常健康，有益身心的，非常健康。
So in this pastime, what we actually see is the dynamics between the master and the servant.
那么在这一段当中，我们就是看到了这个主人和他的这个仆人，主仆之间的一种非常生动的一种交流的关系。
And the qualification of a servant.
还有呢，在这里我们也看到作为仆人的一个品质，他的资格。
Balabhadra Bhattacharya was very conscious that his position was to facilitate Lord Chaitanya.
那 Balabhadra Bhattacharya 作为这个仆人，他是非常知道自己的这个职责的，他知道他就是来辅助 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
To not to be a burden to Lord Chaitanya.
而不是成为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的负担。
Sometimes a servant may want to please the guru and give things to the guru doesn't need.
有的时候呢，这个仆人呢，一心想着要取悦自己的主人，那就是说一个门徒他一心想取悦自己的 guru， 但是他所提供的这个服务可能正好就不是这个 guru 所需要。
Prabhupada gives the example that the guru may ask the disciple for a glass of water.
那释迦牟尼佛他举过这样的一个例子，一个 guru 呢，他可能让门徒给他拿来一杯水。
So the disciple may think, oh, water is too simple. Let me bring some milk to the guru.
那这个仆人他可能会觉得，哎呀，这个水是太寡淡了。我给 guru 我的灵性导师还是端来一杯牛奶吧。
No, the guru asks for water. You bring water. If you bring milk, it's not pleasing to the guru.
那这个 guru 他现在要的是水，所以你就应当给他水，你不能给他牛奶。这样的话 ，guru 就会不满意的。
If the guru says, "I want to live in a hut," and the disciple builds a palace, then that's not following the instruction of the guru.
如果 guru 说呢，我要住在一个茅草屋里，但是这个门徒呢却自作主张的建了一个大的宫殿，那这样的话，这个 guru 也不会高兴的。
So Balabhadracharya understood the meaning of being a servant. Number one is not to impose oneself onto the spiritual master, but to actually understand ahead of time what the guru needs.
就是Balabhadracharya呢，作为仆人，他非常清楚这个仆人的这个角色，就是呢，就是不要老是去打扰到自己的这个主人，然后呢，应当是事先他就能够心知肚明，知道自己的主人究竟想要一些什么，能够预见到主人的需要。Prabhupada
explains there are three types of disciples.
啊，释迦牟尼佛他说呢，他就是有仆人可以分为三种。One
disciple receives an instruction and is not able to fulfill that instruction.
一类的这个门徒就是说他接受到一个训示，但是呢却完成不了，履行不了。One
disciple receives an instruction and fulfills that instruction.
那一类门徒就是说接受到guru给他的训谕，然后呢就可以去履行或完成。
And one disciple does not need to receive instruction, he already knows what to do.
那这个还有一类门徒呢，就是根本就不要等着guru来给他训谕的，他提前就知道，他这个guru究竟想要些什么。So
Lord Chaitanya did not have to tell Balabhadracharya what to do, he knew what to do.
所以说呢，这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，他不用非常费劲的去告诉他的仆人究竟要做些什么。Balabhadracharya，他就是直接，他就能知道Chaitanya Mahaprabhu需要一些什么，他就先提前就做了。So
he served him very nicely.
所以呢，他就是服务把Chaitanya Mahaprabhu服务的非常好。Lord
Chaitanya would take bath three times a day in the waterfalls and the river.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一天有三次呢，会在这个瀑布中，或者在溪流，或者是河水里面沐浴。
And then in the morning and in the evening, he would sit by the wood fire to warm himself up.
然后每天清晨和晚上，他就会坐在柴火堆，火堆边上，然后呢，就是取暖。Suno
Bhattacharya. Ami galena bahu desha bana pate dukera kalan nahiya pelesha. My dear Bhattacharya, I have traveled very far through the forest, and I have not even slightly received any trouble.
就说我亲爱的Bhattacharya，我在这个森林里已经走了那么深那么远了，但是当前为止，我没有遇到任何的麻烦。
Lord Chaitanya is saying basically you have accommodated everything that I really need as a sannyasi. You have provided this for me.
好，那说这句话呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的意思就是说，就是你非常好的照顾了我，我作为一个sannyasi托钵僧的一切的这个需要呢，你都提供的非常好。
Krishna is very merciful, especially to me. He has shown his mercy by bringing me on this path through the forest. Thus, he has given me great pleasure.
他就说呢，Krishna是非常的仁慈，尤其是对我尤其的仁慈。他把我带到了穿越森林的这条小道上，给了我这个仁慈。所以呢，我
他赐予了我如此这个巨大的喜悦。Yeah. Lord Chaitanya is feeling that Krishna is so merciful to him to give him such a simple life.
那就是说呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是觉得 Krishna 他赐予了他如此简朴的这种生活，他万分的感激，他感受到了 Krishna 的仁慈。
He's not saying, what am I doing in the forest? There's nowhere to sleep. There's nothing to eat. I'm cold. I have no money. I don't know where to go.
他并没有说，怎么您就把我弄到了这样的一个丛林里面，也没有住的地方，没有东西吃，然后又那么的冷，也没有钱等等。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very happy. There is nothing, just nature.
那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 置身在这个自然之中，他已经 感到全然的满足了。
So he's expressing his happiness to Balabhadra Bhattacharya.
他就把这样的一种喜悦之情表达给 Bhattacharya 听。
He said, before I decided to go to Vrindavan, and on the way to go and visit my mother and to visit the river Ganges and see the devotees.
他说之前呢，我打算到 Vrindavan 去，我想在半路上呢，去见见我的母亲，去见见恒河，还有那里的其他的奉献者。
And I thought that once again I would see and meet all the devotees, and I wanted to bring all the devotees with me to Vrindavan.
嗯，之前呢，我想着是去见到所有的这些奉献者，并且带上他们跟我一起去 Vrindavan。
嗯。And then I went to Bengal, and I was very happy to see my mother, and very happy to see the Ganges, and very happy to see the devotees.
之后我就去了孟加拉，看到了我的母亲恒河，还有所有的这种奉献者，我心满意足。
But when I started going to Vrindavan, thousands and millions of people followed me everywhere.
但是呢，当我开始启程去往 Vrindavan 的时候，却有成千上万的人跟随着我。
So, finally I heard from the mouth of Sanatana Goswami that it was a great obstacle for me to have so many people around me.
那最后呢，这个是 Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana 他那个亲口告诫了我，他说呢，我去 Vrindavan 的这个路上有这么多的这个人群跟随着我，对我来说是一个巨大的障碍。
So now I receive some mercy because I'm going through the forest.
那现在呢，我就得到了一些仁慈。现在呢，我就去到森林了。
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks like a normal devotee. He says, "Without Krishna's mercy, it's not possible to be happy."
那接下来呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu说的话就好像是一个普通的奉献者说的一样。如果没有 Krishna 的仁慈呢，一个人是永远不会快乐的。
So he embraced Balabhadracharya.
所以他就拥抱了
your kindness that I am so happy.
他说呢，是因为你的善良而让我那么的
So sometimes the spiritual master is so prudent.
这个灵性导师对门徒非常的满意欣赏，所以就会拥抱门徒。
There is a small story that I can share.
我现在可以给大家分享一个小故事。
When Srila Tamalakrishna Goswami was serving Prabhupada in India.
当 Srila Tamalakrishna Goswami 在印度去服务 Srila Prabhupada 的时候。
And then he asked Prabhupada, please give me some yas.
然后呢，他有一天就对 Srila Prabhupada 说，请给我 Sannyasi 托钵僧启迪吧。
So Prabhupada was a bit hesitant, but Tamalakrishna Maharaj was pushing, please give me Sannyas.
当时 Srila Prabhupada 有些犹豫，但是Tamalakrishna Goswami 呢，却执意的请求。
So Prabhupada said, okay, I will give you Sannyas.
后来呢，这个就是 Srila Prabhupada 就说，好吧。那我就给你 Sannyasi 托钵僧启迪。
And the day after Prabhupada gave him Sannyasi, Tamalakrishna Goswami says, okay, I'm going to travel on my own. I'm not going to wear any shoes. I'm not going to take any public transport. I'm just going to walk like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
然后呢，在这个接受了 Sannyasi 启迪后的第二天， Tamalakrishna Goswami 他说，那好，我现在已经是托钵僧了，我就打算光着脚，然后也不用那样的行走。
Prabhupada says, no, don't get too overexcited.
那个释迦牟尼佛他说，不要兴奋过度了。
You need to take some devotees with you.
你必须要带上一些奉献者跟你在一起。
So three or four devotees accompanied Tamalakrishna Goswami, who was a young sannyasi, and they went to do programs all over India.
然后呢，这样子呢，有三四个这个奉献者就跟随着。这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 就跟随着 Tamalakrishna Goswami, Tamalakrishna Goswami 当时还是一个非常年轻的 Sannyasi 托钵僧，所以他们就走遍了印度的这个各个地方去传教。
So after he finished his preaching,
完成了这次传教之旅之后呢，他就回到了孟买。
And he sat at the railway station. He didn't want to go to the temple. Because he said to the devotee, he says, go and see Prabhupada and tell him I'm sitting at the railway station because his former wife was still serving at the temple.
然后那他就是让其他的那几个封建者去庙里见释了帕帕，并且转告释了帕帕说他不打算去这个庙里，就在这个火车站待着，因为他的这个前妻。
So Prabhupada says, no, 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 tell him to come to the temple. The temple is a neutral ground. It's for everyone.
然后呢,释迦帕帕就说,不行,把他带到这个庙里来吧,因为这个庙是向所有的人开放的。
So Tamakrishna Goswami went up to Prabhupada's room.
然后呢,Chamakrishna Goswami就上楼去。
And it was just him and Prabhupada in the room. And Prabhupada said, close the door. And Prabhupada did something that he never does. He embraced Tamakrishna Goswami. He took him in his arms. He says, now tell me everything. Give me your report. So Tamakrishna Goswami gave his report of his first preaching tour.
And
Prabhupada said, yes, you've understood the meaning of sannyas.
那释迦帕帕就对他说，现在你真正的明白了sannyasi脱不生的真意了。
Now go forward and do this for the rest of your life.
那你现在就勇往直前吧，这一生余生你都这么去做。
You know that story? You did? Okay. So Lord Chaitanya was so happy he embraced his servant. And he said, you have been so kind to me. But Balabhadra Bhattacharya says, he says, my dear Lord, I am the most fallen and somehow or other you brought me with you. You show me so much mercy. You even accept my cooking.
那他就说呢，这个巴拉巴拉的查尔，他就说，我是最堕落的人，但是呢，你却带上了我，让我伴随着你，你给了我这么大的仁慈，甚至愿意接受我给您做的饭。He
said, "You made me your carrier Garuda."
你呢，把我变成了你的坐骑 Garuda 大鸟。
Even though I'm just a crow.
虽然呢，我只不过是一只乌鸦而已。
You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
你是至尊人格神首。
So then he quotes this verse.
然后接下来他就引用了一段诗节。
Mukam karoti vakshalam bangum langalate girim yat kripattam aham bande paramananda madhavam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead as the form of Sachit Ananda Vigraha, transcendental bliss, knowledge, and eternity. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him who turns the dumb into an eloquent speaker, enables the lame to cross mountains, and such is the mercy of the Lord.
然后呢，他就说呢，至尊人格神首拥有 Sachi Ananda Vigraha 超然的喜乐，知识和永恒的形体。我向他致以最前进的顶拜。他让一个哑巴口若悬河，他让一个瘸子翻山越岭。这就是主的仁慈。This
is a very similar than another verse, Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langalate Girim Yat Kripata Maham Mande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame can cross mountains, a dumb can recite poetry, and a blind can see stars in the sky.
那这段诗文是跟另外的一段范文诗是非常的接近的，就是意思那一段的意思就是说急着。 灵性导师咕噜的仁慈一个的诗篇，一个瘸子可以翻山越岭，一个瞎子可以见到满天的繁星。
Okay, what is it that we need to understand from this?
理解到什么呢？
It means that devotees are not professionals.
就是说奉献者不是职业人士，专业人士。
Devotees don't have special abilities.
就是奉献者可能没有非常特别的专长。
Just like in the secular world, you need to be an expert or a professional or have abilities and experience to succeed.
就好像在这个世俗的这个世界呢，那些想要获得成功的人必须要在某些方面有所专长，或者说经验丰富。
Even if a devotee is very expert,
就算是一个奉献者是非常的精湛。
Even if a devotee is very experienced,
就算是一个奉献者经验丰富。
Even if the devotee is so smart,
即便是一个奉献者是非常的智慧。
And able to do so many things,
而且呢，就无所不能。
A devotee always thinks, I am only made of the mercy of my guru.
即便如此呢，我是由我的灵性导师的仁慈所造就的。
If I can serve nicely, it's not because I am expert, it's because of the mercy of my guru.
那如果说我能够服务得很好，这并不是我个人的这个能力的缘故，而是因为我的这个灵性导师的这个仁慈，我才能够完成这一切。
So there was this wonderful relationship while they were traveling in the most basic environment, actually very rudimentary, living in the forest, going through the jungle, living simply every day.
所以说呢，虽然他们每天是经过了这样的一个可以说甚至是比较荒凉的这样的一个森林，过着如此的这个简朴到极致的这种生活，但是呢，在这个森林里面却展示出了主仆之间的非常美好动人的关系。
And they walked every day. They walked.
然后每一天他们的脚步都没有停止下来。
Until finally, they arrived.At the city of Kashi.
然后呢，他们一路都没有停下脚步，就这样一路走到了一个被称为 Kashi 的圣城。
Kashi is known as Varanasi.
这个 Kashi 这个地方呢，就是实际上就是 Varanasi.
Or Benares.
或者叫 Benares.
Very, very.Famous city in India.
这个是印度的一个非常非常著名的圣城。那我们下一次再来听一听在 Kashi 就是Varanasi 所发生的一切。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 请您看一下大家有没有问题。OK, 第一个问题来自于朗尼，这个是他说呢，那也不是一般的老虎啊，就被踢了一脚就回了Goloka了，没有老虎那么幸运，都不如老虎，这老虎上辈子做了什么善行呢？He's following that the tiger being kicked by Lord Chaitanya.So he said that, wow, this is not an ordinary tiger. Mm. Just by being kicked once, he went to Goloka Vrindavan. Mm. We have been chanting for so many years and still in big struggling. We are far from the fortune of the tiger. So what kind of pious activities did the tiger do in its previous life?
Maybe you are now...building your future to become a tiger in your next life.
现在呢，你现在所做的一切可能正好就在准备下一世能够投生成这么一个幸运的这么一头幸运的老虎吧。
We cannot materially measure this kind of thing.
我们不能从物质的这个角度来丈量这些事情。
And we have to look beyond the limitation of the body.
我们必须要超越躯体所带给我们的限制，来超然地看待这些问题。
So yes, it's a very good point. It's possible that the tiger in a previous life was someone who performed pious activity to, in the next life, find himself in the middle of the jungle and then have Lord Chaitanya touch him with his foot.
你说的也是非常可能的。可能这个老虎上一世呢，就是做了一些虔诚活动，做了一些善行的一个人，然后这一世他就非常幸运的投身在了这个森林里面的，投身成森林里的一头老虎，这样的非常幸运的得到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 莲花足的触碰。
Now, pay attention to this.
那这里呢，你要注意了。
We often hear devotees say, I have been chanting for 5 years, I have been chanting for 20 years, I have been chanting for so many years, and still nothing is happening.
那我们经常听到奉献者会这么说，我已经念诵了5年了，我已经念诵了20年了，但是什么效果都没有啊，没有什么都没发生呀。
Why?
为什么呢？
We have to be very careful with attentive chanting.
就是我们一定要非常的关注这个念诵的专注度。
And the main reason why we don't make spiritual progress, or it feels like we're not making any progress, it's simply because of inattentive chanting.
我们呢，在这个灵修的道路上无法进步，或者感觉自己没有任何进步，其实归根究底还是因为在念诵的时候不专心。
If we begin to pay attention to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra when we chant, and it's a gradual process, it's an exercise, it's a discipline, then we will see there will be tangible results.
那如果说我们能够全神贯注的，尽量的去这样专心的去念诵主的这个圣名的话呢，那你就会看到呢，它是就像是一种训练一样的，它是循序渐进的。就是慢慢的就会产生这个效果，有一天呢，你就会看到，能够看到非常显而易见的成果的。
Krishna is a person.
Krishna 他是一个人。
And his name is none different from him.
而他的名字和他没有任何的分别。
If we pay attention to his name, Krishna reciprocates.
如果说我们能够专注在他的名字上，那 Krishna 作为一个人，他也是会回应你的。
Why would Krishna give us attention if we don't give him attention?
如果我们不把注意力转向他，不专注于他，他有什么理由要转向我们，来关注我们呢？
Pay attention to Krishna, you will see Krishna will pay attention to you.
所以你去关注 Krishna, 自然 Krishna 也会关注你。
It's very simple.
就是这么简单的一个道理。
So when devotees say, I've been chanting for so many years, nothing is happening,Look into the attentive chanting.
那如果说哪个奉献者说呢，我这么多年一直在念诵，但是好像什么效果都没有，那你就要注意一下，去反思。
Is to flow.
这样的这个仁慈自然而然就会流淌出来。
So this is no one's fault. We are working against ourselves.
所以说呢，这个，你说的这个。比如说我们念诵这么久还没有效果，没有进步呢，这其实并不是任何其他人的这个错误，而是我们在做事与愿违的事情。
It's like the doctor is giving medicine, but we don't take it, and we wonder why we're not cured.
就好像是，医生已经给你开了这个方子了，可是你却没有按照医嘱来服药，那你的病也好不了，那你怪谁呢？
How come I'm still sick after 15 years?
那这个都过了15年了，我怎么还是这么病殃殃的呢？
Well, why don't you take the medicine?
那我要问你的问题是为什么不吃药呢？
Next question.
下一个问题还是老尼，请问独处一段时间对自己灵修有什么好处吗？渴望独处好吗？如何独处？不是经常要和奉献者联谊吗？怎么又独处了？ You just mentioned that being alone or isolation is beneficial to one's spiritual practice. The aspiration for isolation is good or not? How to be on one's own? Isn't that true that we are suggested to associate with devotees? Why we mention about being alone again?
I knew somebody would ask that
question. 我就猜到了, 肯定会有人问这样的问题。
Yes, association with devotees is the key to spiritual success.
的确是和奉献者的这个联谊是打开灵修灵性的成功大门的钥匙。
But we're not talking here about a lifestyle of being isolated.
那我们现在在说的这种独处啊, 指的不是一种独处的生活方式, 就是一种习惯性的生活方式。
It's good that once a day or once a week we find some time. It can be an hour, it can be 2 hours, it can be 3 hours, where we are on our own.
我指的这个独处就是一天, 有一点时间, 或者一星期有一个小时, 一天有一个小时的时间, 两个小时的时间, 三个小时时间, 或者是一星期有这么一天的这个时间, 你是独处的。
And alone doesn't mean alone with your phone.
这个独处并不是意味着只有你跟你的手机在一起。
It means alone with Krishna.
这个独处指的是你只和Krishna在一起。
It's very refreshing.
这样的一种感受会让你有一种如获新生的感觉。
The mind can be very peaceful.
你这个时候你的心境会变得非常的平和。 下一个来自于ABC Hare Krishna 顶八年的莲花族 请问您为启迪的奉献者烹制的Prasada 启迪的奉献者可以荣耀吗 为启迪的奉献者可以给神像供奉食物吗 Please accept my humble obeisance at your lotus feet. My question is, can initiated devotee glorify or take the prasadam cooked by non-devotee? Can the non-devotee offer food to the deities?
Wow. Is this in the context of family life?
您在说的是在家里的情况吗?
There are special cases where we may have to eat someone else's cooking, even though it is not recommended at all.
这种情况呢, 有的时候是会发生的, 甚至不可避免的, 就是我们得吃一些, 不得不吃一些非奉献者所做的, 非Prasada, 虽然呢, 这并不是推荐给奉献者的。
Sometimes devotees, because of their work, they have to share a meal with others.
比如说呢, 有的奉献者因为工作的关系, 得跟其他人一起吃饭。
At least it has to be vegetarian.
至少呢, 它, 可以保证是吃素食。
And we can offer what we have on our plate to Krishna in our mind.
我们可以把盘子里的这个食物在心意中供奉给Krishna。
At least to bless the food.
至少呢, 通过这种心理的供奉,
because
可以先祝福一下这个食物。
Because that food is cooked by non-devotees and it is shared with non-devotees.
因为这个食物是由非奉献者做的。 然后又是跟非奉献者来分吃的。
The point is we should not be enthusiastic and look forward to eat in a restaurant or to share meals with people who are not devotees.
但是这里的有一个关键, 就是不能非常渴望说去下馆子去这个, 外面的这个餐厅里和非奉献者一起吃饭。
It's only if we have no other alternative.
这个只有在没有其他选择的
And we should not think that someone who is not a devotee offer their food to Krishna, that it will be prasadam.
Excuse me?
If somebody is not a devotee and they want to offer something to Krishna,
they won't.
If they offer something to Krishna.
如果是一个非奉献者做了这个饭, 他把这个食物供奉给Krishna.
That's the question, isn't it?
Uninitiated devotees, yeah. Can they offer food to the deities? Yes.
Okay. Well, the deities are not installed. If the non-initiated devotee is chanting 16 rounds and following four regulative principles and chants the mantras for offering the food, yes, they can.
如果这个还没有启迪的这个奉献者呢，他就是念诵十六圈遵循四个规范原则，然后再给神像供奉食物的时候也念了这个祷文了，那当然是可以。
If there is someone who is initiated, then it's better if they offer the food.
如果说一个奉献者已经启迪了，那最好只去给这个神像供奉食物。
This is not in the context of a temple environment. This is home.
但是我在这里说的不是这个庙宇的标准，我指的是家庭的标准。
So home is more flexible.
所以在家里呢，就可以。 灵活一点。下一个问题，Sumukirada说，主正以各种方式来考验我们，不是吗？每天都在发生。So the Lord in different ways tests us every day, isn't it? Every day there is something going on. 提我们，各种方，主正以各种方式提我们是什么意思？Sumukirada，您能再打一下吗？ 踢我们, the Lord is kicking us in different ways every day, isn't it? Every day there is something going on.
No, you're wrong.
您说错了。
The Lord is not kicking us every day.
主并没有天天的踢我们。This
is a big mistake to understand it that way.
这么理解呢，可是一个大错误。The
Lord is kicking us at every moment.
不是每一天，而是每一个时刻在踢我们。Every
fraction of a second.
任何一个瞬间都在踢我们。That's
His kindness.
这是他的仁慈。The
Lord is very impatient.
这个主他现在。 已经耐不住性子了。
Prabhupada says Krishna is far more eager to see us return to him than we are to go back to him.
那希腊帕帕他说呢，主是非常迫切的希望我们回到他的身边，这种迫切的程度远远超过了我们想回到他身边的。
So Prabhupada says when you make one step toward Krishna, He makes 10 towards you.
所以释迦牟尼佛他说呢，我们向 Krishna 迈进了一步， Krishna 就会向我们迈10步。So
we have to run towards Him.
所以说呢，我们必须奔向他。然后呢？老尼说，主每天踢你，也没看到你比老虎好多少，不是吗？ 可能不是主踢你，是玛雅在踢你，还误以为是主踢你呢。So the Lord kicks you every day or every moment. However, you're no better than a tiger, isn't it? Maybe it's Maya who is kicking you, not the Lord himself. But you misunderstood by the Lord.
No. When you get Krishna's mercy through the form of a kick, you get purified. When you get kicked by Maya, you get more overwhelmed. That's the difference.
那这个区别就是在于呢，就是如果你是被主踢到了，你会感觉到就是进化了。但是如果是被 Maya 踢到了的话，你就反而更加的陷在里面了。How
does Krishna kick?
那 Krishna 是怎么听你的呀？
He removes material desires from the heart.
他会把你心中的这种物质欲望给清除。Or
he begins to take things away from you.
或者呢，他会把一些东西给你拿走。So
that the less we have, the more of Krishna we want.
就是我们拥有的越少呢，我们就越想拥有 Krishna。 下一个问题是Seta Saki，那只是在做食物时给了祝福，食物可以吃吗？那只是在做食物时 给了祝福，食物可以吃吗？这是什么意思？请您再说一遍。啊，啊 ，OK. So some people they don't chant, they're not devotees. Only. So non-devotees only chant the holy name when he makes the food for me. So.In that sense, the food has also got blessings. Can I take that kind of food cooked by non-devotees who normally don't chant, but only chant while making the food for me?
You have to be more specific if this is at home with family members, because it sounds to me like probably your husband cooks for you, and he promised to chant Hare Krishna while cooking.
那你就是说呀这个明确一下，你在说这个是不是指的在家里发生的事情？就是我听起来好像是举例来说，你的丈夫平常是不念诵的，但是他在给你做饭的时候呢，他念一念 Hare Krishna， 是不是这样子呢
？Yeah, so there is a benefit without a doubt. There is benefit.
那毫无疑问，嗯，就像你说的这种情况下也是。有益处的。
Especially if the person who's cooking is doing it with good intention.
特别是这个人，就是你说的，虽然平时不念诵，但他做饭的时候，是念了这个圣名的，就是他还是一种非常好的这个用意。
And we have to understand very importantly, it's not because we put a plate in front of a picture and chant mantras that magically becomes prasadam.
我们还要。注意一点，并不是说你把饭做出来了，把这盘饭菜放到了一个照片面前，然后念了这个曼陀罗，然后就好像变魔法一样的，这个直接这个食物就变成了菩萨的。
That's way too easy.
这样就说起来就太简单了。
For the food to become prasada, we have to be Krishna conscious.
这个食物，普通的食物要转换成菩萨的，有一个前提，必须要有 Krishna 知觉。
In other words, what we offer is we present it to the spiritual master. The spiritual master presents it to Krishna.
换句话说呢，就是我们做的这个食物是供奉给我们的灵性导师的。其实是我们的灵性导师在把这个食物呈交给 Krishna.
So it requires a fair amount of sincerity.
所以在这里呢，这个就需要这个真诚，这个真诚是必不可少的。So Mukhi Radha commented that yes, you are right. Lord takes away all the impurities and all sorts of attachments from my heart in different ways. With all my gratitude. Oh, Sveti Sakti Devadasi said it's the daughter who wants to please me.
Okay, that's a service.
那你的女儿做的就是一个服务呀。
She's serving her mother who is a devotee.
等于说她是在服务她的母亲，而她的母亲又是奉献者，所以她就是在服务奉献者了。
It's an act of love.
这是一种爱的表达。
It's an act of respect.
它是一种尊重。
It's an act of affection.
这是一种关爱。
So what you do is you take her attempt to please.And you offer her cooking to Krishna.
那就是说呢，你就是说接受他的这份努力，然后把他，就是这个做出来的这个饭菜呢，去供奉 Krishna.
That's very good.
这个是非常好的。Jai Krishna, 梁谢奎问，顶拜帕布的莲花组偶尔吃一些酱油，算是打破规范原则。对灵修会有影响吗？So if we take some soy sauce occasionally, is that considered as breaking the rules? Will that affect the spiritual life? Occasionally.
The soy sauce and the tofu drama.
这又是关于酱油和豆腐的一场好戏。
So now you want me to make an official statement to the whole yatra that you can take soy sauce.
现在你是不是想让我向整个中国的这个 yatra 的所有的奉献者宣布， 我们可以吃酱油呢？
My answer is that we offer to Krishna what is in the mode of goodness.
我的这个答案就是说我们要把这个善良形态的食物供奉给 Krishna。
Now I leave it up to you if you want food in goodness or food in passion and ignorance.
那你这个食物究竟想供奉的是善良形态的、愚昧形态的，还是畸形形态的？那这个由你决定了。下一句话，来自于 Hare Krishna 给神供奉的菩萨。不是这句话可能中文打的有点问题，是 prasadam 吧，给神供奉的 prasadam 撤下来的时候是要再给使徒团契供奉一次，给使徒团契的灵性导师是再待一会儿再撤下来吗？ So it's a question about the procedure of offering food. He said when you take the prasadam off the altar after offering to the deities,Should we offer to the Parampara again? Wait for the spiritual masters in Parampara to take for a while and then take off the altar?
No.
Ultimately?
No, you actually, you offer to the gurus offer to Krishna.
这个是反过来的，应该是你供奉给 guru, 由 guru 供奉给 Krishna.
That's what we chant. When we offer the food, we chant the mantra.Pranam mantras of the spiritual master.
这就是为什么，就是当我们去供奉食物的时候，首先念的就是guru 给 guru 的 pranam mantra, 就是给 guru 的顶拜祷文呀。
That's why we put the picture of the guru in front of the plate.
所以说呢，我们也是把我们的灵性导师的照片放在这个盘子的前
面。Prabhupada was very clear on this. He said, "Offer to the guru, let the guru do the rest."
他怕不怕他说的非常清楚的，我们做的这个食物是供奉给。我们的灵性导师的剩下的事情由我们灵性导师来做过。
嗯。
ABC 询问顶拜您的莲花族，请问您为什么说未启迪？因为有物质躯体会容易受到污染。So why it is said that someone who is not initiated because of having this material body will be easier to get contamination?
Mm-hmm. What kind of question? Is this a question?
Yes.
If someone is not initiated, it's easy to be contaminated?
Because of the material body, it's easier to get contaminated.
No, you can be contaminated even when you are initiated.
这不是这样，就是说，你就算是启迪了，你也一样会受到污染。
Initiation is an encouragement to go forward in Krishna consciousness.
什么叫做启迪呢？启迪的意思就是说，是对这个奉献者的一种鼓励，让他更进一步有动力，这个求取进步。
And it helps the disciples to make rapid progress.
而且呢，启迪也可以帮助一个门徒能够获得非常迅速的进步。
But Krishna consciousness is beyond the process of initiation.
但是 Krishna 知觉除了这个启迪之外还有很多很多。
Krishna does not wait for the process of initiation.
Does not to wait.
That's right. Krishna is not waiting. Oh, now you're initiated. Okay, now you can get mercy.
是 Krishna 他不会说专门是等你启迪的那个时候，他不是这样子的。
Prabhupada said, the moment that you accept Krishna within your heart, that's your initiation. Everything else is formalities.
那是爸爸他说，其实你在接受 Krishna 的这一刻，那一刻其实你就得到了启迪了。其实剩下的所有的这一切呢，就是一个程序，一个手续，一个仪式而已。
As long as we have not attained the level of pure bhakti,We always are prone to contamination because of the nature of this body.
只要我们还没有达到纯粹的八皮分爱，在这之前，我们就是都容易受到污染的，因为这就是这个物质躯体的本性。
So if you are not a pure devotee, even as an initiated devotee, you will still be affected by contamination.
所以说，即便是你启迪了之后呢，
That's why there are so many rules and regulations.
这就是为什么说有这么多的规范原则。Krishna Lila 询问顶巴老师，请问主女生下给为主女生下供奉带 Tusi 枝的酥油灯，怎么供奉才正确呢？ All these details. 感恩听印度老师讲，是在主女生下显现日的前后21天供灯。What's the right way to offer the ghee lamps with Tulsi branch to Lord Nishinha days? I heard some teachers in India that this kind of ghee lamp should be offered 21 days before Lord Nishinha days. Nishinha Day Chaturdasi and 21 days after the Lord Nishinha Day's appearance day. Is that
right? We don't follow these procedures.
这种程序不是我们惯常的那个方式。
Prabhupada never introduced this.
这个Prabhupada也从来没有让门徒这么做过。
We follow the Vaishnav calendar. We celebrate festivals based on the dates.
我们按照就是 Vaishnava 的这个日历来过我们的节日，是在这个一天当天来过这个节日的。
And we concentrate on quality chanting and on spreading Krishna consciousness.
而且呢，我们把这个注意力专注在这个念诵和 Krishna 知觉。The Bhakti Vikshap teachers said that.
We follow what Prabhupada introduced.
反正我们就是按照 Srila Prabhupada 讲的，如果 Srila Prabhupada 没有讲的，那也。
Otherwise, we're going to spend the rest of our life doing rituals and we forget to spread Krishna consciousness.
要不然的话，我们可能下半辈子都得不停的在那按照仪式去做这个仪式，做那个仪式，以至于我们都忘记了去传播 Krishna 知觉了。
Our goal is not to stay home all day and go from one ritual to the other.
我们的目的也不是说只是待在这个家里。一个仪式跟着一个仪式的去做。
Our goal is to chant 16 rounds, read Prabhupada's books, offer our food to Krishna, and get out and serve the Guru by spreading Krishna consciousness.
那我们的这个目的呢，就是去念诵16圈，然后供奉食物，阅读经典，然后我们呢要荣耀普沙达，然后我们就出去去追随我们的灵性导师的步伐。
And just pray to Lord Nishinghadev to protect your heart and to protect the Sankirtan movement.
然后呢，你用心的去向主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去祈祷主 Nishinghadev， 希望主 Nishinghadev 能够保护你的内心，不受物质的污染，并且祈求主 Nishinghadev 能够保护我们的 Sankirtan， 齐颂圣名运动。
Keep everything very simple.
你可以简化这一切，就是把它弄得简单一些。祖母可以问咱请问帕布如何理解直接达到 Bhakti Fund 的时候才不被污染呢？如何知道已经达到了这个境界呢？ How to understand only when you reach Bhakti can you be free from contaminations? How to attain that platform of pure Bhakti?
This is all described in the Nectar of Devotion and described in the Nectar of Instruction.
这个是在这个父爱的甘露和教诲的甘露里面讲到的。
The gradual process of purification.
这是一种这个进化的一个逐步的一个程序。
From the point of having faith.
就是第一步，就是说先要有这个信念。
To associating with devotees.
有了信心之后呢，就跟奉献者联系。
Taking shelter of a spiritual master.
然后托庇于我们的灵性导师。
Removing material desires by performance of devotional service.
通过去从事奉献服务，去除内心中的种种物质污染。
To being fixed in our practice.
然后呢，完全专注于在我们专注于我们的服务。
To develop taste for service.
就是稳定的服务。
To being attached to Krishna.
然后呢，就是说，依附于 Krishna.
And developing love for Krishna.
培养出对 Krishna 的。
And attaining pure love for Krishna.
然后最后的顶点就是说，是那个达到
纯粹的对 Krishna 的爱。
It's called Shraddha to Prema.
这个就叫做从 Shraddha 起步到 Prema 的这个程序。
So we reach a certain level where we no longer feel the contamination of the modes of material nature for this body because we are 100% absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
所以达到了这个 Prema, 这个对 Krishna 纯粹的分爱的境界的时候呢，我们就不会再感觉到来自于物质自然三形态的对这个物质躯体的这个污染了。那那个时候我们已经达到了对 Krishna 的这个纯粹的爱了。
嗯。
下一个问题来自于 Hare Krishna， 可沙拉供奉上了还没有撤下来，锅里的剩下的菜可不可以先放上酱油炒一下，这样可以吗？After offering the prasadam, the prasadam is still on the altar. Can we put a little bit soy sauce in the food and the vegetables in the pot and make it?
Who is asking
you? 来自于 Hare Krishna.
Who is asking you?
Hare Krishna.
That's the name.
Yeah.
No, that's not.
No, Hare Krishna is the name on that account.
Well, I think you should ask your spiritual master.
我想这个问题您可以问一下您的灵性导师。
And if you are too attached to soya sauce, means you don't have any attachment for Krishna.
你要是实在是太离不开酱油了，太依附酱油了，说明你对 Krishna 的依附还不够。
Be attached to Krishna prasadam, not to soya sauce.
你要这个依附于 Krishna 的 prasadam， 而不是依附于酱油。Hari Vamsada， 为什么主持参念是隐藏的化身？在空巴贝拉节，很多圣人没听过500多年前主的化身。但圣殿伯加瓦坦也预言了这个化身，他们怎么会不知道？他们也经常看圣殿伯加瓦坦呀。Lord Chaitanya is the disguised or hidden avatar. Many saints at the Kumbh Mela they never heard about Lord's incarnation 500 years ago. However, Srimad Bhagavatam has predicted this incarnation.They always read the Srimad Bhagavatam. How is possible that they don't know there is an incarnation of Lord Chaitanya 5 years ago?
5 years ago?
Of 500 years ago.
Hari Vamsa, I think you are mixing things up.
Hari Vamsa, 我觉得你在这里可能有混淆。
There's no connection between the Kumbh Mela and Lord Chaitanya.
这个 Kumbh Mela 和 Chaitanya 之间没有什么关系。
However, at the Kumbh Mela, there are thousands of Vaishnavas who spread Krishna consciousness for 1 month to millions of people.
但是在这样的昆巴梅拉节，往往有成千上万的奉献者会到场，然后把 Krishna 知觉传播给那里的人。
And they do it through kirtan, prasadam distribution, and Krishna katha.
他们是通过 kirtan 还有派发 prasadam， 然后 Krishna katha 有关 Krishna 的这个讲演讲或者是 Krishna 话题来打做到这一点的。
And this year, Indrajumna Swami went to the Kumbh Mela.
那今年呢 ，Indrajumna Maharaj 就去了 Kumbh Mela 节。
And he went to mingle and mix with all the big yogis and sadhus.
他就和那些瑜伽大师还有那些大圣人在一起。
And he said to me, I do this purposely so that people become aware of Srila Prabhupada's mission.And the mission of Lord Chaitanya.
他说我是特意这么做的，跟他们在一起，因为我想让大家知道是了 Prabhupada 的使命，去了解主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的使命。
Now, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
圣殿伯加瓦坦中呢，就是预言了，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的化身。
At the end of the Bhagavatam.
这是在圣殿伯加瓦坦的最后。
People don't study the Srimad Bhagavatam as practicing Vaishnavas.
Not only the practicing Vaishnavas read the Srimad Bhagavatam.
No, I'm saying people who are not practicing Vaishnavas don't read the Srimad Bhagavatam.
就是那些不去修习，就是修习这个，不是修习这个奉爱服务的 Vaishnava。
就是他们如果不是 Vaishnava 不修习佛来服务，他们是不读 Bhagavatam。 But we do know in India so many teachers they gave Bhagavatam for 7 days.
You don't understand. I repeat. People who are not practicing Vaishnavas don't read the Srimad Bhagavatam.
In the real sense. 那我刚才这个我又求证了一下，我说那在印度不是有好多人所谓的大师，他们也是七天七夜来讲博迦瓦塔的吗？那拉达川帕布他说，那些不修习的、不修习的、不是那个修习奉爱服务的 Vaishnava 奉献者，这样的人他们是不是不读那个圣典博迦瓦塔的
？Secondly, if they do read the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is not the authorized Srimad Bhagavatam given by our acharyas.
那这第二点就是说，即便是他们读了这个圣典博迦瓦塔呢，他也不是说是。来自于授权的我们的这些 acharya 历代的先师们所传递的这个 Bhagavatam。
And if they do lecture on the pastimes of Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they're most likely to either go straight to the 10th canto, which is Krishna's Vrindavan pastime, or some of Krishna's incarnation.
那就算是他们拿这个圣典博迦瓦坛来做演讲或者去讲座呢？他们也会直接的跳到第十篇的 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的这个逍遥时光，或者只是去讲一些 Krishna 的这个化身的活动。
So we often give the example that when you go to a shopping mall, most of the people they do shopping at the supermarket.
那我们经常举这样的例子，比如说在这个大商场，大多数的人是去到大商场的超市里去买东西了。
And they only buy stuff on discount.
他们只买一些打了折扣的商品。
However, when you go into a jewelry shop, there's maybe 2 people maximum.
但是呢，如果你就是到了一个珠宝店的话，可能就只有2个人了。
Because gold is rare and expensive.
因为黄金是属于珍稀的宝物。
Not everybody can afford diamonds.
并不是所有的人都买得起黄金的。
People prefer to buy soy sauce.
人们更喜欢到超市里去买酱油。
We want diamonds.
但是我们要的是宝石、钻石。哎呦，我的妈！
哎呦
，so many questions.
下
面还有一个。加 Krishna 两谢奎顶拜帕普莲花族在主显现日是在庙里荣耀主重要还是出去派书重要 Please accept my humble obeisances. My question is on the appearance of the Lord, which is more important, to glorify the Lord in the temple or to distribute books outside?
If you are enthusiastic and you have the facility to distribute books, you should do that. However, it should not be at the expense of your sadhana.
就是说，你如果非常的热情，也有这个条件的话，那你当然就是说可以到外面去拍书了。但是有一个前提的条件，你拍书的时候千万不要牺牲了你的这个 sadhana。就是你的这个规范休息
Which means that if you go out distributing books, you should chant very good rounds and you should read and take prasadam.
那换句话说，你就必须要就是念非常好的圈数，然后一定要荣耀普沙的，这样子就好像是打了一个预防那个疫苗针一样，就可以让你抵御各种污染和疾病了。这样子你就会。非常有力量，这个出去。Free and easy， 感恩老师和翻译。生完孩子之后，时间被分隔的支离破碎，在服务孩子的时间太多了，灵修的时间总是安排不好，连早课也不能按时听了，很多服务也不能做了。感觉心里还是想着 Krishna， 可是总也平衡不好生活，尤其是孩子晚上不能好好休息的时候，白天的时间就更混乱了。我怎样才能做得更好呢？还是就服务孩子就可以了呢？顶拜您，心意总是如狂风一般，一会儿平静，一会儿怒吼。Thank you.
for your lecture. After giving birth to my baby, my time became fragmented. I spent too much time on serving my child, and I couldn't make a good arrangement for my spiritual practice. I even can't regularly listen to the morning class, and I can't do many services as before. I feel that in my heart I'm still thinking about Krishna. However, it's very difficult for me to balance my life well, especially at night when the baby couldn't give me a good, can't give me a very good sleep. During the day, it's even more upside down. How can I do better? Or should I just be focused on serving my child, serving my baby? So my mind is just like, sometimes it's like a tempest, right? Like big wind. And sometimes it's peaceful, sometimes it's rolling.
Okay. Thank you very much and congratulations on your baby.
非常感谢你的这个问题。首先要祝贺你有了这个小宝宝。
Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
Srila Prabhupada was very clear on this.
关于这一点呢 ，Srila Prabhupada 说的非常的明确。
He said your first duty is to your child.
他说你的首要的这个职责就是孩子。
He said never neglect your child.
不要忽略你的 baby， 你的孩子。
Your priority is your child.
就是你现在最重要的这个事情呢，就是你的孩子。
He said Krishna sent you this jiva.
Krishna 他把这个 jiva 这个普通的这个灵魂给。
So why would you want to neglect such a person?
送到了你的身边，他是一个人，你怎么能忽略他呢
？This jiva has taken shelter in your womb. How can you neglect it?
这个 jiva 现在在你的腹中。他投生为你的这个孩子，你怎么可以去忽略他呢
？Now in the early stages after the child is born, the mother needs to be 100% focused on the baby.
在这个孩子刚生下来的时候，在早期的时候，这个母亲一定要100%的完全的专注于照顾自己的孩子。
That's day and night.
这就是意味着不分昼夜。
And yes, mothers do lose a lot of sleep over the care of the baby.
的确是在照顾孩子这个过程中，做母亲的总是睡不好，睡眠不足。
And what they do is, as soon as the baby falls asleep, they lie down and try to sleep.
所以那该怎么做呢？就是这个孩子一睡着，这个母亲赶紧抓紧时间躺下来补充一下睡眠。
Because they don't know when they'll get to sleep again.
因为他们不知道什么时候还有时间再来睡觉。
So you have to take advantage of that situation to be a real proper mother.
所以呢，你就要好好的善用这个机会，做一个真正的好母亲。
Give all your love and all your attention to your baby.
把你的爱，把你的关注，完全的给孩子。
Your baby is not going to remain a baby for 20 years.
这个你的这个婴儿，你的宝宝不会说20年后还是一个小宝宝。
At some point, the child will grow and become more independent.
那到一定的时候，这个孩子就长大了，他就会独立很多。
The fact that you are feeling distressed because you can't.Do things like you used to do before. This is a very healthy sign of Krishna consciousness.
那你呢？内心情绪比较的这个低落，因为自己不能像之前一样做那个这么多奉献服务灵修，而感到情绪这个低落，这个是其实是一个非常，你的 Krishna 知觉非常健康的一个表现。
So one thing you can do, for example, is to have the Maha Mantra play.
那你可以做这样一件事情，你就让这个 Maha Mantra 这个曼陀罗一直在播送着。
It's good for you and it's good for the baby to hear the chanting.
这个不仅仅对你有益，对这个孩子也非常的有益。
You can listen to some lectures.
你可以听一些讲课。
It's as good as reading Prabhupada's book.
这个和读 Srila Prabhupada 的这个书籍是一样好的。
One way or another, you get some benefit.
不管怎么样呢，你都是可以受益的。
So do not despair.
所以呢，不要沮丧，不要失望。
If you sometimes have a bit of energy, you can use a clicker and chant some Maha Mantra.
只要稍微 有一些那个机会或者说有一些精力的时候，你就可以甚至可以拿这个计数器在那儿念诵，也是可以的。
Sometimes you may chant some japa, sometimes you may not be able to chant any japa.
那有的时候在这个阶段，你可能有的时候可以有加法念诵，有的时候可能根本就念不了。
Your baby is your sadhana.
你的 baby 现在就成了你的 sadhana 了。
Because the love that you give to your child will carry that child for the rest of his life.
因为呢你现在所给予你的 baby 你的宝宝的这个爱呢可以给他留下深刻的印记，他终其一生，他这一生他都可以携带着你给他的这个爱。
If you neglect the child to take advantage of sadhana, it's actually quite selfish.
那如果说你现在只关注自己的 sadhana, 却忽视你的这个孩子，那才是自私呢。
You see, the work of a mother is actually to be spiritually fit before and during pregnancy.
其实呢，作为一个母亲，应当是在这个怀孕之前和怀孕的这个期间，能够就是有非常好的灵性的这个知觉。
In other words, before you conceive the child, that's when you are absorbed in your sadhana. During the pregnancy, that's when you are absorbed in your sadhana.Because once the child is delivered, you have no time for sadhana.
因为作为母亲来说的话呢，这个 sadhana 一定要在怀孕之前和怀孕期间要非常好的做到。因为在你把孩子生下来之后，你可能就没有这个 sadhana 的时间了。
So don't feel guilty, don't feel depressed, just be a good mommy.
所以呢你不要难过不要失望，只是好好的去做一个母亲就好了。Can I add something?
Yeah,
在圣地的时候有一次，这次是在圣地听到一个母亲的荣耀的一个讲座，其中有一位圣地非常好的这个奉献者妈妈，她就给了一个诀窍，她说她那个孩子生下来，然后就是照顾孩子，平常都没有时间，但是他说有一个时候你可以去念诵，就是孩子吃你的吃妈妈奶的时候，因为那个时候你得用手托着他，你别的事情做不了，所以那个时候你就正好可以念诵。所以那个妈妈她说，即使在她哺乳期间，她也是可以每天念诵完16圈的。而一个孩子一天要吃很多次奶，这个就是给你一个参考。OK, 下一个问题来自 Free and Easy, 还是感谢我，就是孩子一闹我就不能很淡定了，所以就很容易走偏。So as soon as the baby makes some noise, I can't be peaceful, so I tend to use the word deviate.
Is this Free and Easy asking for this?
Yes. I can't be peaceful as soon as the baby startsto make some noise.
Yeah.
In that case, it's very easy for me to...
Child.
你要是不愿意听孩子闹，你为什么还要生孩子呢？
The noise that the baby is making now, it will make a different noise at 10 years old, 20 years old, 60 years old. Human beings make noise all the time.
就是孩子就是会闹的，他现在的这种闹跟十岁的时候、二十岁的时候、三十岁的时候的那个闹的声音是不一样的，但是他还是会闹的。这种闹就是人性，人就是会这么吵闹的。
When I hear two Matajis talk to each other, for me this is constant noise.
我有时候听到两个 Matajis 在那儿不停嘴的，一直一个劲儿的在那儿说话，我就感觉这个就是噪音了，就是闹。
The good thing is the noise doesn't last. So if you hear noise, just wait and it will stop.
那就是说，再怎么闹，再有这个让你烦的这个声音。它也不会持续很久，现在闹了等会儿就没了，所以你只要耐心一点就好了。
You should read the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. These things are described very nicely.
这个在圣典博迦瓦坛的第五篇当中呢，它有一些描述，你可以去看一看。
And you can also read the structure of family life in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
还有在圣典博迦瓦坛的第七篇当中呢，它也对这个家庭的这个结构
有一个深入的解析。
Then you will understand that millions of years ago, people still experienced what you are experiencing today.
所以呢，你就知道啊，几千万年前的人们，他们所经历的一切和你现在所经历的一切是一样的。
Okay, we are going to stop here.
好，我们今天的课就讲到这里了。
Because everybody talks about food, but we haven't had breakfast yet.
啊，就是大家刚才谈了这么多这个吃的东西，
not everybody,
吃这个吃那个，但是我们现在还没有吃早餐。
Not everybody is like Sumukhirada because every Ekadashi she fasts until noon.
不是所有的人都像 Sumukhirada 一样的，因为每一个 Ekadashi 的时候，他都能够戒食到中午。
So.Thank you very much, Sumukhirada Mataji.
非常感谢 Sumukhirada Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees and your wonderful questions about soy sauce.
感谢所有的这个奉献者，尤其是你们关于酱油的这些问题。
Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki
jai,
Mahaprasadam ki jai, Ekadashi Brat ki jai, Shri Nishinga Chaturdasi in 3 days ki jai.Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kashadesh Yatra ki jai, Bo Pramanandi.
Hari Hari Bo. 百空台之音服务源于聆听亲爱的奉献者们今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 就讲到这里结束了。我们今天讲到的是Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十七章。非常感谢大家的聆听，祝大家度过充满 Krishna 智慧的一天。Hari Krishna.